Have you joined me on Substack yet? Substack is a platform for writers and readers who love to interact with one another. It even allows you to create your own newsletter as well. I created the Living in Pursuit newsletter to help you guys navigate your journey in pursuit. If you would like to support my newsletter and receive occasional emails from me, emails talking about my life, my current experiences, my wisdom, the thoughts, and everything that just come to me on a daily basis, go ahead and click the link in my show notes and sign up today. Substack is totally free, but if you would like to support my entrepreneurial endeavors as a writer, go ahead and upsell to the paid monthly subscription. Paid subscribers receive weekly live sessions and a private group chat where we all can communicate and chat with one another. Go ahead and sign up by going to Substack, downloading the app, and following the Living in Pursuit publication for the newsletter. See you guys there. Now let's get back to the episode. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K. Beck, with this ain't even a new episode. This is a throwback episode. I literally was sitting with God this morning, and let me tell y'all how my revelation came to me. So I woke up and I got on TikTok, and the first video that I see on TikTok is a girl. I think it's just Wit. She's newly engaged, but she is famous or popular for her singleness content that she was doing over the years. And so the video that she posted literally was talking about how God preserved her, and how her mother gave her the word preserve for her singleness season. And she was just diving into that and the revelation that God gave her and everything like that. So I was like, bet, God, preserve. So I go into the kitchen, I'm making my coffee, as y'all already know, and I start to pray. And as I'm praying, I say the word preserve. I was like, cool. And so after that, I come back into the room, I open up my Bible. I'm like, Lord, I put my prophetic instrumental music on. I'm like, Lord, what you want to say to me? What's up? And he leads me to Psalm chapter 31. Now, as I'm reading the word, y'all know I love the context. I love what the other stuff be saying. Like, give me all of the tea. What is this scripture saying more in depth, right? Why I start reading the context and I see the word preserve, I'm like, all right, okay. Because y'all know the Lord be speaking to me, okay? The Lord speaks to me in threes. So when I saw that word, I went into my notes app on my phone, because I'm like, God, this is a reminder. I feel like you've already, you know, taught me about this word preserve. I feel like you've already gave me this word in a previous season. So I go to my notes app and I type in the word preserve, and literally this episode comes up. It was a whole outline that I had did for this episode that we are about to play, this throwback episode we are about to play. November 23rd, 2021, 7:26 a.m. It was from a dream, I believe. And when God gave me that dream, he gave me all of the scriptures and everything to go with that dream. And basically, he gave me a whole revelation for that. So we're going to put that on. But y'all, let me tell y'all something. The Lord, the way y'all gonna think I'm crazy at the beginning of this episode, because why was I thinking about changing my name 4 years ago? Why did I literally say out of my mouth 4 years ago on that day, y'all, I think I want to change my name back to Andrea Kelly. I don't think I want to be Drea K anymore. Did we literally just experienced this a couple of weeks ago? Did I not say the same thing 4 years ago? Am I nuts? Am I nuts? Or is the Lord bringing it back around for a reason? I don't know. If you listened to the last episode, then you would know it's not a cycle. God is just bringing it back around so that you can operate in more wisdom. You're not stuck. You're not stuck in a cycle. God is just bringing that thing back around so you can get a better understanding of what he wants you to do, so that you can get another opportunity to obey. I'm not gonna start preaching to y'all because I feel like this episode is timely. Okay, I feel like we need to dive back into this episode. So yeah, I love you guys. I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Make sure you leave a rating, make sure you leave a review, and make sure you share this podcast with your friends, your family, your mama, and them. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye. I am excited to announce I have opened up my schedule for one-on-one coaching sessions. If you want to become a more emotionally stable and spiritually discerning version of yourself, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. These one-on-one coaching sessions will help you reduce anxiety symptoms, increase self-awareness, break generational curses, build your relationship with God, and regulate your emotions. If you are having trouble getting to the root of what you feel and why you feel that way, and don't know how to respond and react in positive, healthy ways, go ahead and sign up for my one-on-one coaching sessions. These sessions are designed to help you become aware of you. I will help you identify your reactions, your behaviors, and all things tied to your emotions and your thoughts, to create a strategy for new behaviors, new thought patterns, and new emotional responses. Think of it as spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness to renew and transform your mind with biblical strategies and principles. Sign up today if you want to begin transforming your life. Now back to the episode. What is up, y'all? And welcome back to another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What up? What y'all doing? What it do? My name is Drea. I'm actually thinking about changing my name, Drea K, back to my original name, Andrea Kelly. What y'all think? What y'all think? I feel like it's more professional. I don't know, like God is calling me to really dive deep into this business. How do I sound as a business owner? Drea K. CEO Drea K. CEO Andrea Kelly. Which one sounds better to y'all? Let me know. So if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. We literally are helping people, thousands of people around the world, stop living in fear and start living in pursuit with the word of God, equipping his people with the word of God, and literally through my experiences, through the anointing of the Lord. Okay, so we are equipping his people. That's basically what this episode is all about, equipping God's people and the importance of it. But if this is your first time tuning in, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank the Lord for sending you here. I am an entrepreneur, CEO, multimedia journalist, all kinds of things, okay? And the Lord has really graced me and anointed me to do many things. So, I am stepping into a whole new identity, y'all. Like, she turning 30 tomorrow. What? What? My God. 30 years old tomorrow, y'all. Like, what? Whew, God is so good. He's literally too good for us, so good for us. So as you can probably tell from today's title, we are going to be talking about doing the work. Now, again, 3:51 a.m., the Lord woke me up out of my bed, and he began to talk to me and speak to me about this whole thing. And actually, it started off as a dream, and the dream was like this scripture came alive in my dream. Like, I saw people working and using their gifts in this one big open space. Now, I don't know if it was like a church or if it was like a building or whatever, but it was as if the scripture was communicating to me. Like, it was like I had got
a visual of the text, a visual of the scripture, of all of these people just doing their gifts and helping each other, and, you know, literally just in this one space, in this one building, everyone just using all of their gifts. And it made me think of the scripture that we talked about last week, or one of the scriptures that we talked about last week, which is Ephesians 4:11. And it says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So as I began to seek the Lord about it, I'm like, okay, God, why are you showing me this? What is, like, what's up? He say, he's trying to tell us, or trying to get the message across, that it's time for us to tap into our spiritual gifts so that we can start doing our part in the body of Christ to equip people, which was the word in verse 12, to equip his people for works of service. And it made me start thinking, like, how do I equip the body of Christ? How do I use my spiritual gifts? How do I use what God has placed on the inside of me for service? And he started talking to me about kingdom entrepreneurship. And he's also been just allowing me to really dive deep into my businesses. I actually have two businesses that the Lord had gave me. Hey, amen. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. So I've been working on my second business, and I've literally been working on, like, the structure, the planning, the process, the flows of this particular business. And he's literally been downloading things into me, and he's been talking to me a lot about using my gifts to help entrepreneurs, other entrepreneurs. And it's crazy, because while I was operating in my gift, God showed me a business. Like, he told me to start a business out of that. He showed me, while I was in those jobs, while I was pursuing after these different jobs that I had, he started to talk to me and tell me that I am equipping you for a business. I want you to start your own business. I want you to be an entrepreneur. I want you to help other entrepreneurs with the skills that you have, with the gifts that you have. And I'm like, okay, cool, God. Well, first of all, y'all, look, that's a whole nother podcast episode. Look, that's a whole nother thing. But he just started talking to me about using my gifts. And it's funny, because the two clients that I have right now, they work in ministry, or they're in ministry. One has a media company, and the other one is a pastor. So I'm basically helping them to develop different strategies and business structures and proper flows and processes, administration things as well, marketing strategies for their business. And when I tell y'all, it ain't nothing but the anointing. Cause what? I didn't go to college. I didn't go to school. I did not graduate. It's nothing but the anointing and what he's exposed me to over the years. So I've literally been challenged with this, using my gifts and being of service to God and being of service to the clients that I do have right now in this season. So God is speaking to me a lot about work, doing the work. I thought of the word work actually when he started downloading this into me. So I just started looking up scriptures that had the word work in it. And one of the scriptures, I think we actually used this scripture in a previous episode, is Colossians 3:23-24. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And then I went to 1 Chronicles 16:22, and it's pertaining to the anointing that God has given you, the equipping, the gifts that he's already giving you. It says, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. So then I went to 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 58. And it says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And then I went to Proverbs 16 and 3. And it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord has been speaking to me a lot about ministry and how he's about to start a lot of online ministries, a lot of churches and things like that, but particularly ministries in general. And your ministry can be a marriage. Your ministry can be your business. A ministry can be simply what it is, you proclaiming the name of God on your social media accounts, just being the one that he's equipped, being the one that he has chosen, and literally just speaking the word of God. And whatever you're doing, you're bringing people closer to God. You're showing God within yourself, within your business. You are emulating and allowing people to see God through you and through your work and your spiritual gifts. So then I had this question. I started asking God, well, how do we sustain this? How do I submit to this? How do I come into agreement with this? How can I know or be confident that I can do this? And he started highlighting the word submission. And the other word is humility. Knowing that God is the one who gave you the gifts. He is the one who put the gifts inside of you. Now, in this time frame that we're in, he is saying that it is time for him to bring those gifts out of you. Hello. What he's placed on the inside of you, he's now about to bring it out of you through your works, through your spiritual gifting, through your ministries, through wherever he's about to send you, whatever door he's about to open to you. It's funny because I want to say a year ago, I prophesied this to somebody, and those exact words, what I've placed on the inside of you, they're mine. Those gifts that I've given you are mine, and I will use them. Why would you think that you're so gifted and talented? You think I'm gonna just let you be gifted and talented and me not bring those gifts up out of you, me not cultivate those gifts, me not use those gifts for my glory? So God is saying what he has placed on the inside of you to do, the gifts that he's placed on the inside of you, he is going to bring those gifts out of you. Things that were once dormant, gifts that you didn't even know you had, God is about to reveal it to you, and he's about to show you the blueprint, the plan. And basically, y'all, if y'all haven't noticed already, these episodes are instructional. Like, the scripture references that we go over and the prophecies and the prophetic utterances and things like that, like everything that we're talking about is to equip you for your assignment, for your next assignment, for the assignment that you're currently in. Some of you are entrepreneurs. Some of you are about to start ventures. Some of you are about to start getting new clients. And God is telling you that it's only by submission, it's only by your humility and knowing that the gifts came from, or that the gifts are coming from God, or that the gifts came from God because he already placed it on the inside of you, that knowing that is going to sustain you. Knowing that is going to allow you to operate in different spaces and places that he's bringing you into. So let's not forget the submission and the humility part. Another scripture that I referenced here is Philippians 2:13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith. I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. And this is Paul speaking to the church of Philippi. And he's basically giving them wisdom and telling them that it is God who works in them to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. And he's also telling them, or telling us really, not to groan or complain or argue. Because don't we do that? God, I don't want to do that. God, I ain't trying to. This is a lot, God. What you mean? He's literally equipping this group of people and telling them that when you go off and do works for the Lord, do not grumble, do not complain, do not argue, because what you're doing is for a bigger purpose. What you're doing is to fulfill his good purpose, to fulfill the Lord's good purpose through you. So that was Philippians 2 and 13. Another scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 5. I'm not going to read that one, but just make sure you write it down and look it up on your own time. So after I read these scriptures, God just started reminding me and really just announcing my debut. And what I mean is, I've been having this deep sense of knowing that I'm not the same person anymore. Even as I approach 30, like I said earlier, I'll be turning 30 tomorrow. Even as I approach 30, I've noticed so many changes within my life and within myself, within my living, within my operating, like everything about me has changed. And he's just beginning to really highlight different things that he had to change. That he had to change in order to fully equip me. And he started to make me realize that a lot of the changes that I have endured have been for the purpose of his calling, his will. Last season, I did an episode talking about divine intervention, how God intervenes on our behalf whenever we're going the wrong way or whenever we're doing the wrong thing. And there were some things that I was struggling with internally that to this day I no longer struggle with, I no longer battle with. And it's only by the grace of God, it's only by the renewing of my mind, it's only by the transformation process that God has put me through. So he allowed me to analyze the facts. The facts are the new that's been happening in your life, the new things that God has been doing, the new transformations that we've been undergoing. In a previous episode, we talked about how God is doing a new thing in us, around us, and through us. But he's also allowing us to experience our new selves. It's like a new sense of discovery, like a newborn baby learning themselves for the first time, getting familiar with our new selves, because this new self is the one who is going into the sphere of influence. This new self is the one that is going to receive all that God has for you, the blessing, the covenant, the promise, the thing that he's been downloading into you, the things that he has been gracing you to do. This new self is the one that has been equipped and tried by the fire and came out without smoke. This new self is the one who has been equipped for ministry. God has removed or is still removing desires from your heart that you once had. He's removing the taste from your mouth. He's changing your taste buds for certain things. What you used to crave, you no longer crave. With me, like, it's not even just spiritually, like things that I used to crave spiritually. I don't crave it anymore, but also in the natural as well, I don't even have a desire for meat anymore. Like, I really don't. I'm real life about to be a pescatarian, and it's only because I know and I see, now I know and I see the value in my body. I've always treated my body like whatever. You know, I'll eat certain things and, you know, I'll just do whatever I want to do with my body. But now I'm looking at my body differently. As I come into my 30s, I do want to start making some healthier choices. So I'm real life thinking about being a pescatarian. But he's not only changed my spiritual desires, but he's beginning to change my natural desires as well. My desire to want to watch sermons and listen to prophetic words, it's slowly but surely decreasing. Like, now I listen to a handful of people, but I used to just listen to a variety of people, and now God is decreasing that desire because now I know what it's like to get my information from the source. I've become more mature to the point where can't anyone tell me anything about God or about the Gospels? Like, I go find and research it on my own. It's not a coincidence that he has me in journalism. Like, I need to know the facts. Okay, I need to know for myself so that I can be able to proclaim a good news story, so that I can be able to proclaim the good news. I have to research these things on my own. I'm no longer relying on another vessel or another pastor or another prophet. These are imperfect people, but the Bible is perfect itself. Let me go to the Bible before I sit up here for hours trying to get a word from God or trying to get the answers that I'm looking for instead of going to the source. So as I mature, I realize that I hear from God very accurately and vividly in my dreams. Like, my new self won't allow me to get sucked up in a plethora of God-given messages because God ain't always in all of those messages. Like, let's just be clear. Everybody a pastor and an apostle, and they starting their churches and they groups of radical people and prophets and this and this and that. And God don't be knowing half those people, okay? God don't be knowing all them people, okay? He don't know all them people. Okay, they proclaiming his name, but he don't know them like that, okay? So God is allowing us to experience our freedom. Like, dang, I realized I hadn't had sex in a little minute. Like, let's be honest here. The thought of it disgusts me because it's not with the right person. Like, I feel like I'm married and I don't even know who my husband is. Like, I literally spiritually feel married to my husband to the point where I am forsaking all others. Like, I don't desire, I don't lust after men. I don't desire to go on dates. Like, I don't even get dressed up anymore. Like, I'm literally just like, you know, it is what it is. But it's because it's not with the right person. Your new self despises any man that tries to touch you or kiss you or whatever because your desires have changed. You're no longer submitting to your flesh. You're now submitting to your spirit. You're no longer being controlled by lust and worldly things. You no longer engage in meaningless conversation. Like, y'all probably like me, but I look at people like they're nuts when they start talking about things that are not of God. You watch what? Why are you watching it? Why are you doing it? And I just turn a deaf ear. Like, I've turned a deaf ear towards so many things of this world. Like, it's not even funny. Like, God is allowing your new self to experience not conforming to this world. Remember, we talked about Romans 12 and 2. So you're no longer conforming. That's why your desires have changed. That's why you no longer crave things. That's why you no longer desire things. And God is saying, your new self, the new creature in Christ, the person that you have always meant to be, that is the person that is going to start the business, not your old insecure, fearful self. Your new self is the person that is going to be ready for marriage. Like, look, not your old self, not your old broken, hurt, whatever self. Like, God is saying, I've equipped you. I've loved you. I've healed you. I've changed your desires. I've renewed your mind. I've cleansed your heart. I've cleansed your spirit. Now this new person, now they're ready. Now you're ready to possess the land. Now you're ready to go into that business. Now you're ready to go into that marriage. So can we just thank God? Like, ooh, my God. I just had a moment there. Sorry. So God wants to use you for his good works. He wants us to use our spiritual gifts to equip the body of Christ, however and whichever way that may be. So like I said earlier, God has been speaking to me a lot about kingdom entrepreneurship. So kingdom entrepreneurs and business owners have a greater job to do because we are called to teach and preach the gospel through our work. We are called to help God's people. Like I said earlier, my two clients are either strictly in ministry or they belong to a ministry. They belong to some church, but they both have they're anointed to do what they do, but they're believers. They know God. They know Christ for themselves. So it's not even strange that God is allowing me to equip people who are already believers, people who are coming to Christ, people that want to learn more about God, people who are in pursuit. So he wants us to use our gifts and equip the people that he sends into our life. People who he has a plan and purpose for. The people who have an ear to hear. People who are curious about God. People who have not quite yet died to their old selves, but they want to be renewed. They want to have a desire. They want to have a desire to pursue God. So he's going to use you and your business and whatever you're doing to get through to them, to bring them closer to him. The people God sends you to work with, he already knows the day and the hour that they will come to Christ and completely change their ways and mind about who he is. They all have a date already. God just wants to use you and the work you do to reveal himself to them through you, the chosen vessel. When God needs you to speak a word to someone on the job or on your team, you need to open up your mouth and speak. Like, period. When God tells you not to pursue a business venture or a business relationship or partnership, you need to be able to discern that. If he tells you not to pursue a certain project at a certain time, you need to be able to heed the word of the Lord because you aren't the only one affected. He's using you for greater works according to his time, his efforts, his purpose, and his will. That's why he's having us pray the Lord's Prayer. Check the, what that was, Romans 6 and 9, 6 and 10, I think. You have to be able to use your spiritual gifts to execute his purpose and will, his strategy. Whatever field you're in, it's not, you know, just kingdom entrepreneurs. Although that's my audience of people, he wants me to mentor and equip in business. But you who are in corporate spaces, you are anointed by the Holy Spirit to perform good works, not just for that company, but for God. You have the ability to help scale and excel a business just by speaking a word or articulating an idea given to you by God. So do the work. Another thing that God had highlighted to me was this whole notion of do not become useless. God doesn't want you to become useless. It's time for you to use your gifts for his divine will. Genesis 19. I was reading Genesis 19 yesterday, and it was the story of Lot and his wife leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God started speaking to me about this story in Genesis. It's in Genesis 19. The story is graphic, like I ain't gonna lie. And you're gonna be like, man, what the heck? What's wrong with these people? But it has a meaning and the relevancy to it. So God had to move Lot away from that city, that place, that town, because they were getting too sinful. Lot was a man of God and he was related to Abraham for Christ's sakes. Like, you can't be related to Abraham and be wilding, you know? So he couldn't be associated with certain teachings and certain acts that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah were doing. God moved him out of that place to preserve his credibility in Lot. His reputation was on the line. Lot was getting too comfortable and started to conform to the evil and wicked ways of the people in that town. God didn't want him to become useless. When God was in the process of moving him out of that town, his wife looked back at the city and turned into a pillar of salt. Now, if y'all don't know this story, like, y'all need to dig deep into it, and y'all really need to see like what God is doing, especially for those that God is getting ready to move. If he's getting ready to move you into a new state, a new place, a new job, a new venture, a new something, pay attention to this story. So his wife looked back at the city and turned into a pillar of salt. First of all, ma'am, you missed that? Like, you gonna miss that evil and wicked town? You miss people knocking down people's doors, trying to rape and have sex with angels? The heck? You heard your husband try to negotiate with them people and try to give y'all daughters to the people trying to rape the angels? Like, you want to go back? You want to go back to that? You miss where you used to be? Ploop, pillar of salt. Man, when I tell y'all, that hit me quick. I was like, you know what? I ain't trying to look back. Like, this new thing is scary. Okay, yes, it's scary, but at the same time, look, I ain't trying to turn into no pillar of salt. So if you all have time, well, you need to make time. To go read that story and really just dive deep into it. If you don't have a Life Application Bible, please get it. The concordances will help you a lot. The study part of the Bible, it will help you a lot. Get the Life Application Bible. But that story made me think of Luke 9:62, when Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God." So we definitely all have new assignments. We definitely have new things that God wants us to do and step into. So now is not the time to look back. Now is not the time to become fearful. Now is not the time to resist God's teachings and to resist how he wants to equip us. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm anointed. Oh, I'm gifted to do this. Oh, I know how to do this. Let me just go ahead and do it. I don't need the Lord. I'm a just call on the Lord when I need him, when I get stuck, when they fire me, when I lose my job, when I lose my house, when I lose my business, when I lose my clients. Let me call on God then. God is saying, what you're doing now, what you're getting ready to do, what he's about to grace you to do, you're going to need him to do it. And you're going to have to allow him to work your anointing for you. Like, what? God, this all, this anointing is so powerful. It's so special to you. Only you can be able to equip me. You're the only one that can equip me. You're the only one by your word, by your spirit, that can do amazing things through me, in my job, in my whatever it is. So I'm just really here on this podcast to get y'all ready, to help equip you all, to literally just give you instruction. What God shares with me, I'm sharing with you. And I know it's for the good. I know it's for you all who listen to this podcast. I know it's for this specific group of people, whatever word the Lord gives me. I know it's for a specific group of people. So look, make sure y'all stay tuned in. Like I said, I have a birthday episode tomorrow. So make sure you all stay tuned and share this episode. Go back and read those scriptures, write those scriptures down, highlight them in your Bible. Do not forget them. These are instructions. These are prophetic instructions for God's people. You know who you are. Stop playing. Stop playing. Don't be telling yourself, oh, I ain't got time to do that. I ain't got time. I ain't going back. I'ma just remember. Stop playing. God said, heed the word of the Lord. So make sure y'all share this episode. Make sure you are subscribed if you're not already. Shout out and welcome to the new listeners. I truly appreciate the support from you guys. I love y'all. Like, I really do. I really do. But I'm going to talk to y'all in my episode tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned. I got some birthday activities or whatever for y'all to do. So I love y'all. And I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.